Civil society groups made the call Friday for consultations with regional governments so more social and economic issues can be addressed when ASEAN leaders meet in Thailand later this month. Debbie Stoddard, spokeswoman for the Alternative ASEAN Network, says there is a need to have substantive dialogue and engagement with ASEAN leaders on regional issues.
Not just in terms of meeting the heads of government every year for a few minutes, but in terms of actually talking nuts and bolts with senior officials. The people are here wanting to engage, not just in a ritual or ceremonial way, but actually in a substantive way, where we get to talk about the very policies that affect our daily lives.
The role of civil society groups took a major step forward following ASEAN meetings earlier this year. Under the reforms, civil society groups now have the opportunity to hold talks with selected countries. In the July meeting, several groups held talks with leaders, including Thailand, to raise issues of rights abuses in Burma. A rights charter has also been adopted by all 10 members, promoting a so-called people-centred ASEAN. But groups say they are pessimistic about the effectiveness of reforms that include adoption of a human rights charter and the setting up of a rights commission to oversee issues of abuses in Southeast Asia. Yap Sui Seng, a representative with rights group Forum Asia, raised doubts the commission will be fully independent because it could be funded and controlled within the ASEAN Secretariat.
If you don't have independent experts sitting in the commission and instead you have government officials sitting in the commission, how is the commission going to hold ASEAN member states accountable to human rights? So it really runs to the core question of how independent it can be unless you have independent experts that can speak without fear and favour.
Other issues rights groups want to raise with leaders include the impact of climate change on communities and the effect investment projects would have in Burma on other countries. Kanin Omar, a member of the Forum for Democracy in Burma, says ASEAN needs to press Burma to talk with the democratic opposition and ethnic nationalities about the release of political prisoners and a halt to human rights abuses against ethnic minorities.
The key message that we want to get across this time is for ASEAN to really address, really engage dialogue with the regime of how they have already been breaching the charter. So that's their regional block. That's one major component we want on the table as an official agenda.
ASEAN is expected to push Burma on reforms amid recent moves by several countries, including the United States, to re-engage with Burma's military government, while at the same time maintaining economic sanctions to influence the regime to end rights abuses. Thailand is hosting this second summit of ASEAN leaders starting October 23. An earlier leaders' meeting had to be cancelled after anti-government protesters stormed a key venue where the summit was to be held. The Thai government said it will step up security at the summit later this month. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.